Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Okay. So now some assets that I wanted to sort of point out to you that go directly to a beneficiary, so you don't really have to worry about, but you won't, if you don't know about it, then you can't really, you know, access it, right? So you have assets that go outside our assets that are owned by, that are owned as joint tenants or jointly. So that could be bank accounts, you know, investment accounts, any accounts that have named with another named person that's joint. And so if those exist, then they're going to go automatically to that person. And we have life insurance, like we talked about. Life insurance goes directly to the beneficiary once they, you know, make that claim and provide the death certificate. Retirement accounts, investment accounts, and if you have a trust, the trust goes directly. It does not go through the court system. So whoever's the trustee, if they have that trust, they'll be able to just, you know, continue and roll with it. So all of the assets should be listed when it comes to the trust, or at least owned by the trust, so that the trustee knows what exactly to do. So it makes life a lot easier. And so what are some things that you can do, or you could talk to your family about doing, is, you know, doing a memo, what's called a memo of accounts, or is basically a listing. You could do it with a spreadsheet. You could do it with, you know, anything really, a listing of all of your accounts, your account numbers, the institutions that they're with, their IDs and passwords. I mean, it's not something you just want to leave around, but you should have a trusted person who you could, sort of give that information to so that they'll, or at least they'll know where to access it, how to get a hold of it. And that way you can, it makes it so much easier. All these things that I just explained to you will be, so much easier. And if you could utilize your, legacy contact with through your phone and save some information in there, that might help. Some things that are sensitive are like, I know crypto accounts and things like that. You don't really need to, you don't really want to share those. So that's still being figured out how to like maintain that sensitivity, but it's really something that you might want to do. A legacy lifeline is really sort of just like filling out all these information, all this information. It's similar. And then another thing that you could do is estate planning. You can set up an estate plan, which would be the process of creating a will, creating a trust, having your healthcare proxy, your power of attorney, all these things in place, so that all this information is kind of central and then somebody knows about it and knows how to access this information so that they'll be able to do exactly what the person wished. That's all I got. Questions?
Awesome. Thank you so much. We already have a hand raised. Andrea, yourself, we are coming to you.
Thanks, Janet. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I had contacted Sabine. Hi, Sabine.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
So I had a real estate, I'm sorry, a estate planning attorney set up two trusts for me. And it's like maybe November of last year. And so he had suggested I get an accountant to file taxes. But long story short, I didn't. I ended up just doing my own taxes on TurboTax. I thought I was going to be late, so I filed for an extension. So I have until September, whatever, whatever. However, I got him in on time, so I really didn't need that. My question is, I thought that taxes were just for like your income and your 1099s and all of that. Am I also supposed to file taxes for the two trusts?
What type
Or
of show what
one is just a basic trust and the other one is a retirement trust. I don't own a home or anything, but I have investments.
So you
And
have
so
a, is it a revocable trust and an irrevocable trust?
that's not what they're called, but maybe so. So one is definitely a retirement trust, which holds the majority of like my 401k and things like that. And then the other one just holds maybe, I haven't looked at it in a minute, like the banking things. And so I just set them up. I've been setting them up slowly to add all of my assets into one or the other.
So it's going to depend if it's revocable or irrevocable. So you should find out, which what it is, because the irrevocable trust does have to have its separate tax return done for it, and you also need an EIN number for it. But if they're revocable, they should be filed on your personal tax return. And so I would, get an accountant to do it for you, someone who is familiar with filing returns for individuals who have trusts, because it just doesn't, it's not worth it, really. The few $100, it's not really worth it if you're doing something wrong that's mischaracterizing things. So I just wouldn't, advise you to do it on your own, but 100% find out if it's irrevocable or revocable.
So irrevocable, there's taxes associated with that. Revocable, there's not.
It's not so much that there's not, it's just the same taxes you're normally paying. Like there's no nothing, no, there's no different tax rate. It's treated the same as you're treated as a taxable, individual. But the irrevocable trust, the tax rate is a little bit higher, and usually people do it for the benefits of it, really, which is asset protection. But it does need to have its separate return.
Are you able to do my taxes for the if I didn't do them, if
No,
I
I
needed
don't
them?
do taxes.
Okay. And that was my problem too. I couldn't find someone who was astute in, filing taxes with a trust attached.
So you send me a message, Andrea, if you have my email, legacy at Franco-Law Firm, then I will connect you with someone.
Thanks so much, Sabine. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. You're welcome.
Awesome.
Bye.
Great question.
Yeah.
Denise, we are coming to you. Unmute yourself, please.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Great presentation as always. My question, I can lower my hand, has to do with, I'm just now going through this, so this is so timely. My parents passed, my mom just passed in August, and thank you. She lived a spicy life and was spicy all the way to the end. We did a, we have two kinds of trust, an irrevocable for the property that she lived in, and then a revocable for the rest of the properties, one in which I live in.
Okay.
I have been named, we've gone through probate, but now I want to tidy up everything, like you were saying.
Okay.
And I want to go into the lawyer, and as the person said right before, he was our tax attorney as well. But he's just, I want a little bit more from him. And I don't know if he knows enough to do the finances as well. But at least I want to start with, what kind of trust do we do now? Do we keep an irrevocable where we live in one of the properties, and the other properties are rentals, and they can go in a regular trust? I'm just not sure what kind of questions to pose to him.
Okay, so the trust that you currently have, that you said one is revocable, one is irrevocable, was that created during your mom's life?
Yes, it was actually before my dad passed. We made sure we put everything in a trust to avoid any potential if she needed to go to a nursing home or anything. So we did it, you know, way in advance of that 5-year time period.
So what typically happens when someone, when there's a trust created for someone during their lifetime and it's revocable, when they pass away, it becomes irrevocable. So both the trusts now should be irrevocable.
Okay.
Okay. So now, because they're both irrevocable, it just depends on what the directions were within the trust. Can those assets be distributed to you guys to then move around and decide what you want to do with it?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.